Proclamation number 7910, dated the June 4th, 1961. Doctrine of damnation is misguided teaching. Do not fear to become lost when you carry me in your heart. Do not believe that an avenging God will punish you for your sins, that he has no mercy, that he will condemn you forever. I am a God of love and mercy, and will always help you to ascend from the abyss into which you plunged yourselves of your own free will. As a result of your sins, you have placed yourselves into a wretched state. You created the state of suffering you find yourselves in. Yet I will always support you to find your way back out of the abyss. Time after time I will help you to become blessed again as you were in the beginning. You wanted the evil yourselves and drew it close to you. The effect of your past voluntary aspiration and action could never be happiness, but has resulted in a miserable state. But your God and Father loves you because you came forth from his love, and this love will never cease. Hence it will always endeavor to encourage you back. It will do everything to grant you a blissful fate, but it does require your free will. Since you once left me voluntarily, since you once burdened yourselves with a grave sin, you also have to return to me of your own free will again. You have to realize your guilt. You have to regret it and ask me for forgiveness, and everything will be as it was in the beginning. You will be blissfully happy in your relationship with me. Thus you may always believe in a God of love and mercy, for although I am also a righteous God, I will nevertheless not leave you to your self-chosen destiny or inflict punishments on you. It is therefore wrong to say that I condemn you for your sins. Instead, I meet this attitude with the act of my love and compassion, my sacrificial death on the cross on behalf of your sins. If I wanted to condemn you eternally for your past guilt of sin, my act of salvation truly would not have been necessary. But I gave you the proof of my love and mercy. I sacrificed myself. I died for you. I surrendered my life on the cross for your guilt of sin. From this alone you can see that the doctrine of eternal damnation is a misguided doctrine, because my act of salvation proves the opposite. It gives evidence to you of a God of love and mercy, who sacrifices himself in order to redeem your guilt, who therefore will not ever eternally condemn you. A punishing God is not the true image of me and my being. I am love and will never plunge my living beings into even greater misery than they already experience through, say, apostasy from me. I want to regain them and therefore took their guilt upon myself in order to redeem it, because I took pity on the destiny of the fallen souls and I wanted to help them to ascend. But the living creation, the human being in the lost stage on earth, can also refuse to accept my mercy and remain obstinately far away from me. Then he will stay wretched indeed and create his own fate of damnation, which, however, he can stop at any time by merely approaching me, by acknowledging my act of salvation and by calling upon it. He will always find in me a loving father who wants to help his child, who himself longs for his child and will at all times support him. He merely respects the free will of the child and does not force it to return. But then it will suffer an unhappy fate until the voluntary return to me has taken place. I am a God of love and mercy. But righteousness, which is part of my perfect nature too, does not permit me to provide you with a blissful fate, since it was your own fault that you became sinful. You first have to accept the atonement of your guilt through my salvation. You have to acknowledge me in Jesus Christ and want to belong to those for whom I shed my blood on the cross. And truly, you will no longer speak of a God of wrath, who condemns you mercilessly. You will experience my love on yourselves, for he who took your past guilt of sin upon himself and atoned it, wants to unite with you again and permeate you with his strength of love, and you'll be and remain blissfully happy for all eternity. Amen.